Thank you guys for attending tonight. I was getting a little nervous there at first. I thought we weren't going to have a big turnout. Thank you to everybody who worked so hard to set this event up, and to the Election Commission who worked so hard throughout this campaign. You guys are all here tonight because we have a decision to make. We're at a defining moment right now in education in our state and university. We face a future in a state that spends more on prison systems than higher education. We face financial troubles and declining enrollment. We face challenges, and in the face of these challenges, I see optimism, and I see a hope for a better future. Like the student that I met on my first semester here, she didn't always have a stable home life, but she came to class every day looking for a better future for herself. And I see that in all of you. I think with proper leadership, we can move our student body forward, we can maintain affordable education, and we can invest in the areas that are going to make our university great. We've got to expand our mentorship programs for the students that are at risk and need help. We've got to make sure that we're giving the students every resource that they need to be successful. Now is not a time to dismiss these elections as something that doesn't matter. These elections matter, and they're very important to each and every one of us in this room. That's why you're here, and that's why you've come to see each one of us give you our platforms. Now, what I'd like to focus on in my platform is fundamentals. Having our own house in order is going to make everything else fall into place. And what we need to do is make sure that the fundamentals of our university are being taken care of. That means mentorship programs that help students that are at risk of dropping out and becoming another statistic that didn't graduate. We need to expand programs to pick those people up and link them with folks that are doing very well academically so that we can work together as a Panther community. Community is what makes us strong, and that's what I'll focus on as president. Now, many of you guys work hard. Some of you work multiple jobs. Some of your parents have put off retirement just to pay for your college expenses. So it's only right that we do good diligence on them and make sure that we fight every day to assure that the university isn't going to raise tuition on those that need it to be cheap. We need high-quality education, and we need it to be valuable, and that means affordability. This is what I'll work on as president. We have to make sure that we are fundamentally sound in order to move forward, and outreach is fundamental to that vision. I will actively seek input from every student and organization on campus. I'll provide pathways to make sure that that input is being heard. Our voices need to be heard. Our voices need to be heard not just by administration, but by the folks in Madison who are making decisions for us. Now is the time when we need to stand together, and we need to move forward, and working together is the only way that we can do that. As your president, I promise you results. You'll know what your student association is doing for you. You're going to know who is working for you, and you're going to know the issues and how we are going to move forward together. That's what I promise you as your president. I'd like to introduce the next candidate, Mike Sportiello.
I'll start off with some goals for next year, some hard, concrete examples of what I plan to do. First, UW-Milwaukee needs to unite. Every year, the UWM Student Association allocates about $23 million of student funds that we all pay. And yet, only about 0.2% of the students on campus have a direct say in that conversation of what goes on there. That's why I'm happy to say the bill I proposed last night in the Senate meeting was passed. And now we have a committee of student leaders that will be helping organize, help disseminate information both from the Senate to the personal connection on the student level. Secondly, I think the next most important thing we need to do together is showcase UWM. We need to show future employers as well as prospective students exactly how UWM is worth investing in. I've had a big part in this. I'm one of the co-founders for TEDxUW Milwaukee. We brought TED Talks right here to campus. With that, involves about a few tens of thousands of dollars of private sponsorship of what we've been doing here. Really showing the example of what UWM students can do completely separate from each other. Furthermore, one of our speakers, Brian Serra, an alumnus of UWM, I'm proud to say, he was selected as one of the top 15 best talks in the entire world for the month of November. Something that students help showcase UWM, help bring a great example of how a student community can thrive together right on this campus. Thirdly, we need to secure education. We need to keep an open line of communication between students, faculty, staff, and administration. Work with the state legislature on these budget cuts, both present and future, as well as refusing to compromise what we can't compromise on, our basic education. If you want to learn more, I'd love to talk after this, but otherwise, I'd like to get back to your pizza. I wish the best of luck to all the candidates in the room, including those I'm running against. Have a great day. Don't forget to vote. Get your friends to vote. And with that, let's introduce our next candidate, Ryan Sorensen. All
right. Pizza and clap at the same time. Nice one.
All right, how's everyone doing tonight? Enjoying the food?
Woo!
Yeah, food. All right. Yeah. Well, my name is Ryan Sorensen, and I'm running for re-election as your student association president. Now, I've been involved in the student association for 3 years now. I've witnessed the good and bad times in this organization, and I've worked vigorously to ensure that the student association is focused on advocating for students, and I hope to continue seeing the student association grow. UW-Milwaukee is at a defining moment. Students want a president that they can believe in. Students are struggling in many different ways. Students are suffering with tremendous amounts of debt. Commuter students are having difficulty finding parking spaces. And students are worried about how these budget cuts will affect their college career. Now, we can't turn back time, but that is why, now more than ever, UW-Milwaukee needs a leader with knowledge and experience to advocate for students and to improve student life. This year, we've accomplished so much, but yet we still have so much more to do. And that is why I'm running for re-election. Now, I can't promise that I will change the world, but if I have the privilege of serving as your president for another year, I promise that I will work tirelessly to advocate for the best interests of students and to always fight for UW-Milwaukee. Thank you. Reminder, you guys got 3 days to vote. Go vote. Frank and Mike are great guys. If you don't vote for me, vote for one of them. I appreciate you guys all coming out tonight. Thanks.